Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name's Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, hot button topic now that we're kind of out of the election is we're seeing that tariffs may be in play. Can you hit on that a little bit?
Sure. And we did a little further discussion on our Investment Insight about tariffs and how they affect markets. Well, clearly, tariffs are where you put a tax on something made overseas when it comes into the United States. Before World War II, the United States generated a lot of money historically from tariffs, and most countries did because it was more of a system where you protected your country and really free trade was not very pronounced. And so we don't know what they're going to look like yet. We don't know how they're going to be implemented. Obviously, markets don't like uncertainty. So anytime we see uncertainty, we tend to lose money. We would expect that when tariffs go out, we'll see some negatives in the market. Once companies learn how to adapt, it'll work for it. When Trump was president last time, a lot of people got exempted from the tariffs that they asked. So it may not be as broad of a tariff base as possible. But generally speaking, the idea here is they're going to lower the corporate tax rate. They're going to lower the price of energy. They're going to make it more lower regulations. They're going to make it more attractive to do business in the United States while making it more expensive to do business outside the United States.
Right.
That theory makes a lot of sense. How it's done in practice is the hard part for investors. Because you've got, let's give you an example of a couple companies. If we look at Apple Computer, which is one of the most valuable companies on the planet, they make all their products pretty much overseas. If you look at a company like Kroger, they pretty much make all their money in America and they get all their food pretty much from America. So a company like Kroger would benefit from that lower corporate tax rate. And so their stock could potentially go up.
Right.
Because they're not very internationally based. A company like Apple, though, if they got to pay a 30% tax on those phones, their profits would go down.
Right.
Now, the other part of that is, if they say, hey, in 2 years, we're going to have tariffs, that gives Apple 2 years to move some of their production to the United States.
Right, because they have to build a factory in order to get their phones over to the U.S.
And when you're looking at some, there's something like $20 trillion in industrial manufacturing plants in China that Western companies and countries like Japan have built, and South Korea and Taiwan. So moving all that infrastructure out of there is not going to happen very quickly. It's not going to be easy. And so as investors, the biggest threat is uncertainty.
Right.
So what we're looking forward to is once the plan comes out, once we know what they're going to do, things will settle down. And hopefully the cut in the corporate tax rate will be very positive for investors because, let's be honest, when you as a person receive a dividend from a company, that corporation's pay taxes on it, and then you get to pay taxes on it again. So corporate profits are double taxed because corporations aren't people. They're owned by people.
Right.
And so it's really not an efficient way to double tax the same money. So we would be, you know, pretty much against corporate taxes because of, hurts investors.
Right.
And so lowering those corporate taxes would encourage more investment inside the United States.
Right. And if you did have a flat tariff amount, one thing that you have to factor in if you're a business owner is in your return on investment, if you make it domestically here versus internationally,
right,
the savings in the tariff could be something which would further help U.S. companies.
Right. And so when we look at investors, you know, larger U.S. companies which have more production overseas are probably more impacted than smaller U.S. companies.
Right.
And so when we look at the current valuations, we're seeing a rise in smaller companies.
Yeah.
That's greater than the larger companies. So the market's already adapting.
Sure.
But the biggest thing for investors is once we know what the tariffs are going to look like, what the rules are, it's going to help. But, you know, because all the fear of the unknown has caused the uncertainty.
Sure.
And hopefully early next year, we're going to see that. But if it looks like the last time, basically a lot of companies were exempted. And, you know, we saw China fix their trade deficit. We saw China buy more U.S. products to try to balance out. And that's another part of the process is it could simply be a negotiating tactic to get China to buy more goods to lower the trade deficit.
Right.
And not just China, but other countries, Mexico, Canada, the rest of them. And so if that occurs, that's a positive. If we have more of an equal trade level, that's good for everybody.
Right.
That's free trade or fair trade. And that's basically what they're seeking. But as investors, you know, there's the biggest thing is still uncertainty and eventually, and the good news is we're heading towards a new president They'll have new policies, and once that uncertainty is over with, companies will adapt to the new world.
Right. Well, thanks for talking to us today about tariffs and the corporate income tax rate. And thank you for tuning in today as well. We hope you have a great day.